This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Boyd's is, what can I tell you? They are, they've done so much in the way of research and development to get you where they, you just go to the website and order what you want. But that's not the whole story. Check them out at Boyd's Gunstocks. Now, in the coming days and weeks, and, you know, days and weeks anyway, at least begin with, you're going to hear me talking about a company that I'm doing some stuff with simply because they've given me a leg up. When I was on my back, when I was hurt, you know, when I was still recovering from surgery, which the open heart surgery itself is actually quite a regular miracle. I mean, when they open you up and everything is done so efficiently. If you got to have something done medically, they really know how to treat a heart attack and open heart surgery. They really know how to treat that and treat it well. And at least in my case, that was the fact of the matter. But the fight comes. It's not so much the open heart surgery that you have to recover from. It's the surgery. Okay? Not what they do to your heart. Your heart feels pretty good. Let me tell you, it felt really good. When they did open heart surgery on me, I could see better. But there were some other things involved, you know. I couldn't pick anything. I couldn't use my arms for anything. When they're pushing your chest plate back after they cut it down the middle, your ribs are doubling up and flexing in ways they were never meant to flex. And they hurt for a year after that happens. The big issue becomes, how do you get up and start moving again? Now, for me, right, I had to go about it the hard way because I didn't know about the stuff that I've got now. But it was okay. Going about it the hard way was not that bad. But if I had had the leg up that I have now that you guys can get, it would have gone much faster. I'm talking about this company that makes this stuff that I refer to it as recovery textile. This is treated cloth, basically. And this is not a new thing. This used to happen a lot in China, in Asia. They used to treat bandages to help you heal, to help you recover. And I'm talking about Elevate. Now, I've been wearing the socks. I've been wearing the socks a lot. I've got some shirts coming, but I've been wearing the socks. I've worn the knee brace a little bit, and I've got the sheets on the bed. And what this essentially is this is just, I mean, you wear socks daily, right? I mean, you sleep in between the sheets, right? This is something you're going to, you know, you're going to be using this category of product anyway. why not get the treated product? Now, first of all, I need some help getting this out here. So what they've done is they've given me a set of queen-size sheets that have been treated that I can give away. And in addition to the queen-size sheets, I've got three pairs of the socks that I can give away because they've got a special going on right now. If you buy a set of sheets, you get three pairs of socks for free. Now, this stuff doesn't cost any more than any other premium product would. The sheets are very nice sheets. I mean, they're like, I've got one set that's a bamboo pair of sheets, and they're really, really nice. I mean, they went from Elevate to an intermediary, and she told me, well, I was thinking about keeping them, but I'm going to send them to you. Sleeping in them helps. It's not 100% a cure, no. But it does help. It helps you with your circulation. It helps you with your flexibility. It helps you with your recovery. That helps you get up. Then the rest really becomes up to you. Now, while you're getting up, you know, while you're sleeping in the sheets, then you turn to the socks, guys. And ladies, they have stuff for ladies, too. Absolutely, they do. Then you turn to the socks. Now, the socks, you walk everywhere you move, right? If you can keep your feet from bothering you, then you can concentrate on what's going on. And that's what the Elevate treatment. The socks are cool on when you're wearing them. And they're cool while you're wearing them. And they're dry while you're wearing them, no matter what's happening. No matter, I mean, in this heat right here, I wore them in Camden, Tennessee. And my feet were the best part of me at the end of the day. Everything else might be a little bit miserable. Not my legs. And I didn't get to sleep between the sheets. I didn't take them with me. But right now, just to make a believer out of some of you, they got a special going on. Go to Elevate. That is L-A-V, the number 8.com/Bill. Because I've got a little testimonial video there. And if you buy a set of sheets, they're going to give you three pairs of socks, which is a value of about $65. And before anybody gets out there and says, $20 for a pair, what is it? $22 for a pair of socks? Go to a running store and see what a pair of premium socks cost you. It's going to be about the same, except they haven't been treated. And that's the difference. If you're like me and you're trying to get back up and you're trying to get moving again, then you have to take certain steps. And every little percentage point that you can pick up here and there, and that's all Elevate is. It's an added percentage point that you don't even have to exert any effort to take advantage of. You just got to sleep or put them on. They got shirts available. They got all kinds of stuff that they're going to be coming out with. But this is just the beginning of this little enterprise. And go to Elevate. If you don't go to my website, go to elevate.com. Look it up. Letter L, A. Okay. Let me rephrase that. The letter L, dash hyphen, whatever you want to call it. AV, the number 8.com/Bill. And I don't get anything out of that, by the way. That's just me participating with them because they gave me the stuff to try and I loved it. I loved it. It is very, very helpful. And this can be helpful for you too. And you should go and take advantage of it. But you don't have to take my word for it. Somebody needs to email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com, and tell me why you need the sheets. And I'll get you the sheets, and then I'll get you three pairs of the socks too. And then you just got to tell them. You got to come on the show and tell me about them. They're not going to cure anything. But they will get you up, and your quality of life is going to improve. It's going to, as you might say, elevate, right? It's going to get better. Isn't that why we're here? To enjoy ourselves while we're here? That quality of life, that feeling good and everything else? Yeah, you know. So that's just a little introduction, if you will. Elevate.com, L-AV8.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again, so go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world, OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is a realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
Now there's a proven powerful anti-inflammatory that absorbs 40 times better. Yes, Nano Curcumin Plus from One Planet Nutrition contains smaller particle size that allows absorption over 40 times better into your bloodstream. Nano Curcumin Plus may also help reduce pain and inflammation, detoxify, and help against heart disease and diabetes. Nano Curcumin Plus is now on sale at OnePlanetNutrition.com. Use promo code GCN for your special discount at OnePlanetNutrition.com. The next generation of nutritional supplementation.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
You have been lied to. Generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. Last week was a glorious week. Not just because we rejected the latest GOP amnesty scheme, and not just because we defunded the left's union cash extortion machine with the Jaundice decision, and not just because Justice Kennedy is leaving to be the swing voter on his retirement community HOA. It was glorious because these enormous victories, these latest enormous victories, were the direct result of normal Americans giving the gimps, the grifters, and the gibbos of Never Trump the George Costanza treatment by doing precisely the opposite of our alleged betters' political instincts. Which was good because everything they told us was wrong. If we had done what they demanded, we would not be reveling in the joy of conservative victory. We would be resigned to yet another defeat. But Gorsuch, indeed. You never been kissed, band of losers. If we'd listened to Never Trump, we would have voted for pantsuit. And we would not only, we'd have Merrick Garland, or worse, on the Supreme Court. But she by now would have picked another pinko who agrees with the lib bloc that the First Amendment has, you know, heretofore, it's got unknown asterisks that prevent conservatives from using it, that a bunch of other rights that aren't in the Constitution actually are, and that the Second Amendment stuff about not infringing on our right to keep and bear arms really means that the left can totally infringe on our right to keep and bear arms. We can, you know, let's, for the moment, just leave aside our booming economy and crushing ISIS and pulling out of the climate scam and maybe peace with North Korea. Just these two Supreme Court picks make Trump the most important and successful conservative president since the Big R. And my thoughts are he may be bigger than the Big R. And we haven't had any of it. We wouldn't have any of it if that nattering pack of the insufferable sissies on the Never Trump side had their way. Even today, this dwindling band of bow-tied Nimrods still whine, despite these manifest conservative triumphs. And their numbers grow fewer as the evidence grows in support of an undeniable conclusion. The election of Trump was a conservative triumph of a magnitude we are only beginning to fully appreciate. A lot of us had our doubts, but Trump assuaged them by doing something we never expected to see a GOP politician actually do. Keep his promises. Now, you know, before the nomination occurred, I was anti-Trump. Now, I was not never Trump, but I was anti-Trump. And I was only really never Hillary, okay? I liked Cruz. Some things I like about Paul. There's a few other people that I sort of like, but Cruz was right up there. And, you know, I looked at Trump as a New York playboy. His attachment to conservative ideology seemed sort of intermittent, can I say? And you know, there was a bit of a transformation because when he won the nomination, I was still completely anti-Hillary. But I was a Trump doubter, and I came around because Trump performed. I expected him to perform because he was already performing in the campaign. I began to swing that way before the nomination. He did what he said he would. Promises made, promises kept. He promised winning, and he's delivering winning. And damn it, we normal conservatives, we like winning. And the principled loser is just another kind of loser, an especially annoying kind because he never seems to shut his Zima hole about his precious principles. And the remaining rump of Never Trumpers is here to lose. That's their goal. Call them Team Principles, always intended to lose. And if they try to play off their objections to the president as purely one of style, it's because Donald Trump is, well, he's so I never. But, you know, we're talking about Trump's, their displeasure with his aesthetic deficiencies is not the sole nor even the most significant reason for their fury at the orangey interloper. No, they're really mad because under Trump, these dorks can't get the White House to return their calls. Trump threw the Frito-Cons out of the family business. And that had nothing to do with us. They're not brothers in arms and they're not friends. And we don't want to know them or what they do. We take them out on a figurative rowboat into Lake Tahoe, but we don't want to be seen hanging around with them. We ruined their scam. The Bill Kristols, the Lindsey Grahams, the Jonah Goldbergs, the George Wills of the world, they were scamming us the whole time. They missed the cruise ships filled with the marks handing over cash to mingle with the second-tier scribes from magazines put out by lesser sons of greater fathers that we stopped reading when they stopped mattering. Never Trump wants to once stand on a sold-out cruise ship's bridge, the pale puny arms spread wide, shouting, I'm a minor duke of the world. They've been stripped of their little silly status, but that silly status, oh, I'm an assistant fellow at the Institute for Conservative Studies and mailing list compilation, was all that they ever had. In the D.C. milieu, they want to return to, but they were never kings or even princes, though they sure dig the hereditary titles vibe. Just some minor royalty jealously guarding their tiny little fiefdoms. And the leftist establishment ran things, but the professional cons had their own petty gigs and pretending to resist, pretending to care, all the while treading water in a sea of mediocrity and totally ineffective. And that was enough for them. They got enough money to survive and got occasional talk show invitations. They were secure in their place. So what if Hillary crushed Jeb or whoever? Who cared? You know, you just ramped up your fake opposition pose and let the subscriptions and the donations roll in. But there was a problem because the marks caught on. The ones being duped caught on. The normals went for an outsider who had zero interest in making sure their conservative ink kept humming along. And the never-Trumpers blamed Trump. And by extension, me and you, for taking that all away, for prying them out of their safe, lucrative sinecure, feeding the suckers the line that they were there in the swamp fighting for us. And we figured out that they had really reached their own secret truce with the establishment. The official conservative opposition pretended to fight, but the establishment pretended it was really an opposition. You had people like George Will that still cling to the hope that someday or somehow the rubes are going to fall back in line. Things are going to go be back to business as usual. He started the week off by announcing to great fanfare among the left, who wish his ilk was still the soft, yielding, useful force of conservatism, that all of us should vote for Democrats in November to show Trump who's boss. But this is an insurgency, a conservative insurgency. It's all about us showing George and his doofus pals who's boss. And it's not them. Not anymore, George. This week was a watershed for achieving the conservative renaissance. The true conservatives that populate the dwindling Never Trump moment promised us for decades and never could, and never actually wanted to deliver. They could never make it happen. Their response to it, not surprisingly, was more whining about how Trump is icky. If your only thing is that you don't like that Trump gets on Twitter and you don't like he does this and you don't like how he's inappropriate and all this other stuff, shut up. You don't matter anymore. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith. Our story is as old as the country we live in. It is uniquely American. Pipe Hitters Union was born in the chaos of war, fighting tyrants so that others may live free. We didn't back away from the chaos. We learned to thrive in it. What began as a brotherhood has evolved over the years into a commitment to live by the values we hold dear, regardless of what stands in our way. PipeHittersUnion.com. Apparel with an attitude. Wear it if you dare.
USA Radio News.
We found out earlier today that President Trump had a phone call with Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau on Friday. Today at the White House, President Trump talked about a key component to any trade deal that the U.S. agrees to.
Fair trade. I didn't want to say good. I want to say fair. Fair trade deals for our taxpayers and for our workers and our farmers. And a lot of good things are happening. I think the EU, we're going to be meeting with them fairly soon. They want to see if they can work something out.
A former high school classmate of the man accused of killing five people at a Maryland newspaper office is speaking out, saying she was cyberstalked by the man for years.
He reached out to me via email to ask if I remembered him from high school. I replied to him nicely that I did not.
The woman, who only gave her first name as Lori, said the conversations began innocent but got progressively worse to the point of where the authorities had to become involved, and she said that eventually he threatened to kill her. This is USA Radio News.
Attention timeshare owners. This is an urgent consumer alert from Resort Release, a national company specializing in helping consumers legally get rid of their expensive timeshares. Once you've made that decision to get rid of your timeshare for any reason, Resort Release is offering a Better Business Bureau accredited way to legally get rid of your timeshare guaranteed. We guarantee to get rid of your timeshare payments permanently. Even if you've tried another company to get rid of your expensive timeshare, call now and see if we can help you. At Resort Release, you don't pay anything until you're ready. If you're ready to learn how to permanently get rid of your costly timeshare, make this complimentary free call right now.
800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. 800-455-7967. That's 800-455-7967.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
This is Lock and Load. Chat room is saying, I still want to see a bunch of federal employees in orange jumpsuits doing the perp walk. Yeah, me too. Me too. I really want to see that. Now, left has decided they no longer like the First Amendment. In an astonishing article in the New York Times, the left says that conservatives have weaponized the First Amendment, and they're using it in ways that are not promoting the leftist agenda. Therefore, they want to shut the First Amendment down. The immediate source of legal angst is a pair of Supreme Court cases. One of them found that workers no longer had to pay dues to government unions if they didn't want to support the activities of the union. It found that forcing them to pay dues also forced them to participate in the union's political agenda. Leftists say that by failing to force people to participate in government union speech by giving them a choice whether to add their voices or, as they call it, dues to the unions, the First Amendment is being weaponized, when just the opposite is true. The other case that roused their ire was a ruling that religious counseling centers don't have to inform pregnant women about places to go and have abortions. Is that something we really need to have? This was another example of the court refusing to force people to give compelled speech, but the left also viewed this as weaponizing the First Amendment, and now they think that we have too much of it. See, this is always going to be a problem with them. Second Amendment, of course, we can't have that because, you know, then the rubes can defend themselves if they have to. In the meantime, there's too much talking going on around in here. And we can't have this kind of talking because that is not good for our agenda either. And hence, they have been getting upset about some of this stuff. And I completely get it because they've been losing. You're nothing but, just pure losers now. They become so bad that I'm almost certain that they see how bad it's getting for them. I get it, I guess. I don't know. But I digress. The left used to love the First Amendment when it promoted groups it approved of, like pornographers, spreaders of obscenity, or Nazis who wanted to march through Jewish neighborhoods. And for the record, I don't think that the left likes Nazis per se, just the ones who walk through Jewish neighborhoods. But now that the First Amendment is being used to give people freedom from advocating for unions or abortionists, they don't like it so much. Frederick Schauer, a law professor at the University of Virginia, said there was a certain naivete on how the left used to approach free speech. He said, because of so many free speech claims of the 1950s and the 1960s involved anti-obscenity claims of civil rights and anti-Vietnam War protests, it was easy for the left to sympathize with the speakers who believed the speech in general was harmless. It's okay because you're leftists and, you're promoting what we want you to promote, what they're saying. Some on the left now say that free speech disproportionately protects the powerful and the status quo. Lewis Michael Seidman, a law professor at Georgetown, said, when I was younger, I had more of the standard leftist view of civil liberty, and I've gradually changed my mind about it. What I have come to see is that it's a mistake to think of free speech as an effective means to accomplish a more just society. That's right, a law professor is coming out against the First Amendment. Kathleen Sullivan, a former dean of Stanford Law School, who actually, has taught many people on constitutional law at Harvard Law School, says in the Times article that corporations are using the First Amendment for nefarious purposes to evade disclosure and labeling requirements that the government has decided is best for you. And, of course, they hate Citizens United, which struck down financial campaign limits for corporations and unions. Before Citizens United, certain corporations, the leftist media, were able to spend unlimited amounts on politics and elections while the other corporate entities were silenced. And this was the leftist idea of fairness. Here's another lefty professor having regrets about the First Amendment. This is, that's Professor Seidman again. With the receding of the Warren Court liberalism, free speech law took a sharp right turn. He wrote this in a new article that's going to be published in the Columbia Law Review. Instead of providing a shield for the powerless, the First Amendment became a sword used by people at the apex of the American hierarchy of power. Among its victims, proponents of campaign finance reform, opponents of cigarette addiction, the LGBTQ community, labor unions, animal rights advocates, environmentalists, targets of hate speech, and abortion providers. And the title of the article is asking, can free speech be progressive? The answer, the article says, is no. Justice Kagan said the court's conservatives have found a dangerous tool, turning the First Amendment into a sword. So, right now, we should all be getting ready for their assault on the First Amendment. And if they get enough seats in the courts, they won't hesitate to limit our speech. And when you look at the bigger picture, confiscation of property through high taxation, creeping confiscation of gun rights, and now a desire to abridge First Amendment rights, what kind of fundamental transformation does this look like to you? I can tell you what it is. It's us becoming Venezuela. That's what they want. Yeah. See, the part that bothers me the most about this, of course, is that what they see, what they read into something that isn't really there to begin with, Is there anybody out there, for example, that is... Oh, okay, let me rephrase that. I know that there's lots of people that look at the LGBTQ community and say unnice things about them. Guess what? I get a lot of unnice things said about me, and I'm just a Caucasian heterosexual that doesn't have any hair. That happens to me all the time, and you know what happens when that happens? I don't pay them any attention because... they can say whatever they want until they get physical with me. They're not really going to hurt me. They can't hurt my feelings. I mean, that's, if you are an adult in the United States and somebody can hurt your feelings by talking about you or talking to you, come and hang out with me. I'll get you past that. That's not something we should be having happen nowadays. This is America. You can be whatever you want to be here in America. You can think whatever you want to think. You can do whatever you want to do. And nobody, you know, people can tell you you're wrong, but you don't have to listen to them. You can continue on. You can keep going. You can tell them to mind your own business and leave me alone. And that's okay. The problem with the leftists is that what's happening right now is that we are getting way too many rights reinstated. We're getting way too many rights reconfirmed. And they cannot, I mean, you know, before it used to be just gun rights, and now, you know, it's full-on assault on the First Amendment. The only reason the First Amendment has any teeth is because of the Second Amendment. Does that explain to you why they've been after the Second Amendment forever, since the 60s? Do you get that now? Do you get how there's a bunch of people out there that think they are your betters? Like, if you both, I mean, there's a lot of places where you might work where they have a union. And now you don't have to give your money to the union and be part of a cause that you don't support if you don't want to, if that's the way you feel. That should always have been a choice. That should never have been compulsory. That's a form of slavery. And like the leftists would tell you, when they tell you why we don't need to have guns, well, we got iPads and iPhones and, you know, Androids and all this other stuff. We have evolved. Yes, we have. And we don't allow slavery anymore either. Leftists. But, you know, prepare for it, because they're coming after everything. They're coming after free speech. The whole Bill of Rights is in play for them as far as they're concerned. It's going to be up to me and you to guard that. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
If you like alkaline water, or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dylan Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go, while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dylan bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dylan bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dylan bottle today at dyln.co. That's dyln.co.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Studio. This is Lock and Load. I love history. I love recent history. Because from recent history, you can use it a lot against your enemy, especially when it's the left. There's a saying that says, it depends on whose ox is being gored. And in some cases, it depends on whose border is being crossed for those now outraged at U.S. border policy. Because they were silent when Sergeant Andrew Tamaresi, a decorated U.S. Marine Corps veteran, suffering from PTSD, languished in a Mexican prison in 2014 for the crime of making a wrong turn and wandering into Mexico with legal U.S. firearms in his vehicle. Tamaresi is a young fellow. He was a 25-year-old combat veteran. He was jailed in late March 2014 after he missed a freeway exit near San Cedro, California, drove into Tijuana. He was an active U.S. Marine reservist who served two combat tours in Afghanistan and was moving to San Diego to be close to his treatment center for his PTSD at the time of his arrest. In his trunk, Mexican authorities found three guns legally owned in the United States. Fortunately, in Mexico, well, if you're a gringo, you better not have any of those that they catch you with. Tamaresi was incarcerated in La Mesa prison in Tijuana. After Mexican authorities said he allegedly attempted to escape and suffered a self-inflicted stab wound, he was at one point placed in a jail infirmary with his arms and legs restrained. That April, Tamaresi even attempted to take his own life. Now, if you want to consider the alleged harshness of our immigration policy, consider Mexico's treatment of Tamaresi and the callous indifference of President Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama to his plight. As Obama was really putting illegal alien children in cages after separating them from their families. So we got this, which article? I can't. Anyway, this came from some article at the time. We tolerate armed incursions by Mexican authorities and a flood of unaccompanied minors and other illegal aliens, but are quite content to let a Marine with PTSD who made a wrong turn on his way to San Diego twist in the breeze of the Mexican judicial system. Tamaresi has been held in a Mexican jail since March 31st, where he was arrested after poor signage caused him to accidentally cross into Mexico. And in his truck were three legally purchased guns. Cue the crickets, for it appears the Obama administration, which has had It has as ample an opportunity to free Tom Oresi as they did deserter Bo Bergdahl. He's quite content to let Tom Oresi sit in jail. His case already botched by two assigned attorneys who failed to submit any evidence for the Mexican courts to review. Now, with Bo Bergdahl, Obama had a different approach. Bergdahl did not miss a highway sign when he left his post in Afghanistan to find himself and commune with a Taliban enemy, and Obama didn't care. And neither did the leftist legacy media. From the famous latte salute to the Marine holding the presidential umbrella, Obama's respect for our men in uniform was always open to question. Unless, of course, they desert their post in Afghanistan and try to join the Taliban like Bo Bergdahl. Then you have the parents to the White House and trade the Taliban general staff to obtain their release. And after all, we leave no one behind, except for Marine Corps Sergeant Andrew Tom Oresi. Jill Tom Oresi was never invited to the stand by the president on the White House lawn. She never received a phone call from Obama. She testified Wednesday before a House Foreign Affairs subcommittee. Presidential calls of support are reserved for basketball players like Jason Collins, whom Obama called to say he was impressed by his courage, according to a White House spokesperson, for announcing that he was gay. I'm actually impressed by people who will serve in combat, like Sergeant Andrew Tom Oresi, who served two tours of duty fighting the Taliban and Afghanistan. Tom Oresi, he fought the enemy instead of trying to join them, and for making a wrong turn into Mexico while carrying legal American firearms in his trunk, as he journeyed to San Diego for treatment of his PTSD, he sat in a Mexican jail ignored by the country that he risked his life for. Tom Oresi spent 214 days in a Mexican prison under appalling conditions until a strong diplomatic push helped convince a Mexican judge to release the former Marine on humanitarian grounds. Tom Oresi's release came only after a strong diplomatic push from former Governor Bill Richardson of New Mexico, Representatives Ed Royce, Republican California, and Matt Salmon, Republican Arizona. Speaking by phone on his way to board a plane with Tom Oresi, Richardson said the trio, along with talk show host Montel Williams, met with Mexico's Attorney General and Ambassador to the U.S. advocating for his liberation. The part that angers me the most is that Tom Oresi fought for this country and his president would not fight for him. There were no protesters at any Mexican consulate or embassy and no panels on MSNBC or CNN lamenting his plight and presidential culpability. Peter Hagseth, who's a Afghan veteran, he wrote it at the time on the Hill. President Obama is perfectly content to apply the weight of his office to advance the causes he cares about. So his failure to wield his power on behalf of Sergeant Tom Oresi raises a pointed question. Does he even care? In May, the president stood in the Rose Garden to proudly announce that his administration had negotiated the release of Bo Bergdahl from captivity in Afghanistan, trading five terrorist killers to the Taliban in exchange for a soldier who was a deserter. He deserted his frontline unit less than 2 months into his first tour of duty. Tom Oresi crossed the border into Mexico by accident. Illegal aliens are deliberately flooding our borders in violation of U.S. law, with their parents in many cases recklessly sending their children up north, unaccompanied by anybody except a coyote or an MS-13 recruiter or a drug cartel member. This is not enough for the liberals to be angsty. But one of ours, a fighting man, a Marine, Andrew Tom Oresi, that could not get their moral, all we got out of them is indifference morally from them. Now, maybe if he'd been 15 and heading the other way across the border, maybe they would have noticed him. Maybe he would have been on the cover of Time magazine. That is a national disgrace if that ever happened, people. A national disgrace. I was not in the Marine Corps. And we left a Marine there. And, I sit back and I think about it, and I think about my time when I was that age. And I'm glad this did not happen in my time when I was in the service. Because if this had happened in my time, I don't know if I would have stayed in the service as long as I did. If I believed that my nation did not care about me, why would I go out there and put up with all of the misery that comes from being in the military? And it's not, you know, it's not that bad. But I mean, listen, when you're out there and you're in good training and you're running in a hailstorm and you come back and look like you've been in a boxing match and lost, and it was a good run, it's good training. Well, that's a little miserable. Yeah. When you go to sleep one night in the Black Forest and you wake up the next morning and there's snow up to your hips and you got to dig out from under it because your shelter halves and your equally new buddy in country is there with you and you guys have got to beat your way out to get, you know, back above ground again. That's a little miserable. And I volunteered to do all that. And on the one hand, I like to say that I would do it again. And then on the other hand, we've had a commander in chief that let this happen in my lifetime. He left an American fighting man in a prison, letting him rot, letting him think about killing himself, It defies my sense of logic. But that's okay because he's gone. And his precious legacy is being dismantled one piece at a time. And I love it. Love it. Coming up in the next hour, I've decided to reach out and find, you know, coming up next is going to be America. I've got America coming on the show in the form of a guy named Joe Sixpack. So you stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
A Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
DTWS Arms is the evolution of the AR-15. Veteran-owned and operated, this is the 21st century rendition of Eugene Stoner's creation, crafted for the front line, but designed for the aficionado. DTWS Arms is 100% made in the USA, built by rough men who have become craftsmen. Upgraded billet technology designed as lethal art, with reliability and beauty at the forefront. To order, go to our new website at DTWSArms.com.
DTWS Arms, this is the nature of the beast.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.